Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite, Senior Editor of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Hi, this is Amy Fishbach, Field Editor for T&D World Magazine. Thank you for tuning in to the Line Life Podcast. For this episode of the Line Life Podcast, I'm honored to feature Chris Onda, a four-step apprentice from Core Electric Cooperative. I'm first going to narrate the lifeline from February 2023, followed by a live interview that I had with Chris in October 2023 in Kansas City at the Lineman's Expo when he was there competing in the International Lineman's Rodeo as an apprentice with his team from Core Electric Cooperative. Now we will begin this episode with an audio version of Lifeline that appeared in T&D World magazine. To read the full version of the profile that appeared in print and also on our website, you can go to www.tdworld.com. Now here's a little bit about Chris Onda, apprentice for Core Electric Cooperative. Chris Onda was born in Silver City, New Mexico, and he's married to his wife, Marcia, and they have a son named Kyle, who is now 4 years old. And Chris enjoys hunting, being outdoors, and going fast in hot rods like Mustangs. He also enjoys showing his son the world and giving him new experiences. Tools he can't live without are his hooks and the Extendo hot stick. He competed at the International Lineman's Rodeo, most recently in 2023, and he's the first one in his family to work in the line trade. In the early years, after he finished his bachelor's degree in criminal justice and policing, he worked maintenance on conveyor belts for Freeport McMoRan in Morenci, Arizona. At that point in time, he wasn't sure whether he wanted to go into law enforcement or stay working on the belt lines. He learned about line work from a journeyman lineman he met at a get-together with friends. He told him that while it's not an easy job, if you like climbing high, working hard, and feeling accomplishment at the end of the day, it's a good job for you. With some prior experience, he was able to land an entry position on the line crew. The adrenaline from climbing a 110-foot pole, being 200 feet up in the air over a bench high wall in the pit of a mine, working on power lines, or hauling poles around the giant haul trucks in the mine was so intense, he said. When he was profiled, he was a second-step apprentice for CORE in Conifer, Colorado, and he was responsible for getting parts stocked up on the trucks, icing up the coolers, and keeping equipment and vehicles cleaned up and ready to roll. On a typical day, he sets new poles, hangs transformers, or responds to outages. His crews were also upgrading their system with wildlife and fire mitigation equipment and replacing old equipment, hardware, and insulating wire to try to keep everything as reliable and safe as possible. He said the major challenges of his job consist mostly of terrain and weather. In his service territory, some houses are built on the steep mountains and mixed with 75-mile-per-hour winds, trees, snow, ice, and the public. You never know what might happen. The rewards always come through when you get the members' power back on, he said. He remembers one time that they had a big storm hit and had a couple thousand people out of power. They responded to a single outage down a dirt road in the forest. When they started clearing the trees from the service wire and re-spliced the broken phase, an older gentleman came out to say thank you. His oxygen would have run out had the power been off any longer. It felt good to know we really helped him out, he said. Safety lesson. Job site safety has always been important to him and his coworkers, but it wasn't something that really hit home until he had his son. The importance of him growing up with a dad and being able to be there for him every step of the way has really shaped his safety culture. He wants to be the best dad he can be, and getting home every day to him is where it starts. He always tries to think about the outcome of every move, and he's not afraid to ask for help or stop a job he feels is unsafe. When asked about his most memorable storm, he said it was when there was 18 inches of snow that fell in Colorado. He and his crew worked all night to get the power back on, and a tree fell on top of a power line, and he had to tread through the snow onto the fast-moving shallow water to cut the tree out of the line. Fuses were blowing all over the place due to the snow load, and trees were falling on lines and snapping poles. His office plus line workers from three districts worked together to get their members' power back on as soon as possible. As far as his plans for the future, he looks back and thinks about if only he had gone into the power industry sooner. When he was graduating from high school, He said everyone was so set on pushing kids into college and getting a degree. He never heard about trade schools, and if he would have gone straight into line work, he would be a lot further in his career. He hopes to one day go into management and learn the other side of the operations, but that's many years down the road. He's had many great mentors, and this trade is filled with so many good people who only want you to succeed. The camaraderie and relationships you build will last a lifetime, he said. This field isn't easy, and having the support from everyone makes a huge difference, he said. Now we're going to move on to a live interview that I had with Chris Onda at the 2023 Lyman's Expo when he was a third step apprentice, just about ready to go into his fourth step. Hi, this is Amy Fishbach with T&D World's Line Life podcast, and I'm here with Chris Onda, apprentice for Core Electric Cooperative. And Chris, what year are you now as an apprentice?
I am third step apprentice going into my fourth step. I just got to get it on the old schedule.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
yeah,
so
super
good.
Excited.
Yeah, you'll be able to top out soon, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Our company does four steps, so I'm just about that last one. So
you are getting really close. Soon you'll be going from the apprentice division to the journeyman level.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Really excited.
And Chris, can you talk about what projects you're working on right now?
I work for Core Electric out of Conifer, Colorado, out of the district office up there. And right now, some of our main focuses have just really been like fire mitigation and wildlife protection, just really trying to build the integrity of our system and just make sure that it is just solid all around. We've really been putting in a lot of work into maintenance and just trying to really give our members, is what we like to call them, just, you know, the best possible service we can give them. And so just trying to be as reliable as we can, you know. My office is up on the mountains, and sometimes there's some houses that are just built on cliffs, and to be able to supply, you know, a steady power to them and reliable is definitely a challenge. And sometimes they understand, sometimes they don't, but most of the time it's nice because people come out and thank us for what we do and, or, you know, the gratitude they have. They know that it's not easy getting power up there. So it is nice.
And when you're working in the mountainous terrain, Chris, how do you access the power poles and infrastructure in those remote areas?
A lot of times it's climbing, it's hiking in, just walking to everything. And so it's nice, you know, if you like to be outside, hike and just, you know, have an ever-changing office is perfect. I mean, where some places you can see Denver, some places you can see down south towards Woodland Park. That's one of our other districts. It's an awesome place. But yeah, no, definitely mountaineering boots are our favorite. Those definitely help us get around. And then we actually got some new Buckingham climbing bags that are the real tall one. I think it's called the Bucklight Pro or something. Yeah. But they're, oh man, they make climbing through them mountains perfect.
Oh, that's wonderful, Chris. And last time we talked, you talked about your son, Kyle, and wanted to know if you want to give a shout out to him.
His name's Kyle Onda, but I call him Goose.
Goose.
He's my Goose.
How did he get the name Goose?
When he was real little, he was always acting like a silly goose. And so I'd be like, oh, you're acting like a silly goose? And so then it kind of just graduated to just Goose. And I had to throw it out there, disclaimer, I'd never seen Top Gun until like 2019. And people were like, oh, you calling him Goose? You Maverick? And I'm like, Maverick, what are you talking about? And yep. They're like, well, you got to watch Top Gun. So I did. And yeah, I'm always telling him, talk to me, Goose, talk to me. You know, he's my buddy.
Oh, that's so neat. That's awesome. Now I'd like to talk about the International Lyman's Rodeo. I know you've competed in the apprentice division. What is your advice to other apprentices who may be listening to this Line Life podcast episode that are looking to compete at the international level?
I would say to other apprentices, just never underestimate the test for sure. Like, last year I took it and I mean, my score was not good at all. Mm-hmm. First time ever taking it, just did not know what to expect. And I mean, it's tough. Like you got to study that cableman lineman handbook front and back. Just go through all them questions as much as you can. Read up on that. That's huge in the rodeos. And then, you know, just kind of just perfecting you, putting on all your equipment, getting up the pole. It's not always necessarily about how fast you can get up there. A lot of times it's how fast you can work. So just getting that repetitive motion and just working really good and try not to let the jitters get to you when you're up there, you know, and fumble things around is super key, I would say.
No, that's great. One thing that is my favorite part of the International Lyman's Rodeo Week is trade night. And for those apprentices who are listening who may not have been to an International Lyman's Rodeo Week, this is a time when line workers trade t-shirts, hats, jewelry, cups, anything you can think of the night before the International Lyman's Rodeo competition. And Chris, talk about your t-shirts that you had for 2023 and the design on there, because I know that line workers think a lot about what design to put on their t-shirts.
So what's actually kind of cool is I got to actually really work on the design of them. Our management wanted us to be able to build a shirt that we were all proud of and that we wanted to see. And so they threw it out there to us to come up with some ideas. And I came up with an idea that I'd seen and kind of thought about. We battle storms and snowstorms like, you know, everybody else does. And so I got a skull in the background and he's kind of sucking up the snow and the storms and like the wind. And it has a main street in the center with some mountains in the back. And there's some linemen climbing the poles, just kind of, you know, like showing like that's one of the biggest hurdles we have to get over is you never know what Mother Nature is going to bring. And she's not always nice. You know?
Absolutely. And then, Chris, what do you see for the future of the line trade?
What I see in the future for the line trade, I always see possible job opportunities. I see the need just with the expansion of all the electric vehicles and just everything going electric. I just see so much future possibilities and work that it's just, I mean, mind blowing. If you think about it, the amount of electricity that everything's going to need and take. And it's like, wow, we're going to have a secure job for many years to come.
And finally, Chris, is there anything else that you'd like to say to your crews or your family or your company back home?
I'd just like to say thank you to everybody that's put in all the effort to help us out, to be there, and just, you know, everybody that's also doing it. The teamwork and just the camaraderie we've built has been awesome. I just want to say thank you to everybody and give a shout out to my son and my wife back home that are hanging out there wishing me good luck.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Chris.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for having me. It's been a blast. And I was looking forward to seeing you this year and can't wait to continue competing for future years.
Perfect. And apprentices and journey level line workers, if you're listening to this Line Life podcast episode and want more information on the International Lineman's Rodeo competition, you can go to linemansrodeokc.com. This year will be the 40th annual event, and I look forward to seeing you there. Also, if you'd like to be profiled, we have two departments that highlight line workers. The first department is called Line Worker Focus, which used to be called Lifeline, and it appears in every issue of the magazine. And the second is called Faces of the Future, and it's devoted to highlighting apprentices in the line trade. If you're interested in being profiled in either one of these two departments or know someone who would be a great candidate, please email me at amyfishbach@gmail.com or linelifepodcast@gmail.com. All profiled line workers, either in Line Worker Focus or Faces of the Future, will receive a free tool package from Milwaukee Tool. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.
This episode of the Line Life Podcast was written, recorded, and edited by Amy Fishbach. It was produced by Jeff Postlewaite. That's me. To listen to past episodes, visit www.tdworld.com/podcasts or find us at Podbean. You could also drop us a voice memo or message at linelifepodcast@gmail.com with your comments on this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Please follow this show on Podbean or your favorite podcasting app to be updated when new episodes are released. Thank you for listening.